Hi, my name is Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Never know how
much I love you. Going through a lot in your relationship and you need someone to talk to? Then join Ada Blessing on the chat station. Heart-to-heart conversations and love and life experiences, matters of the heart, and so much more. Would you be my Juliet and I'll be your Romeo? The chat station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
With 21 minutes gone past 12, I welcome you back to the chart station. I go by the name of Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. How are you doing? I did say that I'll be joined by Pondit. Pondit is here in the studio. Mm-hmm. How are you doing, Pondit?
Sometimes the way they treat this Pondit is like this Pondit there, you know. I don't know, but it's fine though. It's fine. I'm fine. I'm good. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Nigeria. From
so
wherever
you can't
you're
say
listening.
Good morning, Ada.
Oh, is someone there?
What? Okay. I am invisible?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. You just shouted. Ada, good morning.
Now,
how
wow.
you do?
Ada is fine.
How you do? You wear all
Excuse
black.
Excuse me.
What's
Which
happening?
All black? You don't know colors, Abby. Go back to primary school.
What's it called? Primary color.
Yeah.
Black upon black upon black. What's going on? What are you mourning? Because you lost your charger and you're wearing black. What's going on?
Come on, Bondit. I have a green shirt on. Black t-shirt.
Okay. You know,
green shirt.
We virgin. We can't look that area. But
look
that's
at,
fine.
Look
anyway.
At this one.
It's good. How was the day?
My day was good. For a while now, I had a good day.
Okay, for a while now.
Talking about yesterday. Yesterday was good. Today is going to be better. Okay. And tomorrow is going to be best.
Okay. I actually ate one of the worst food today. You know,
I
tried a new place, but I don't want to mention it. I tried a new place.
Don't you cook?
I do, but you know how this our work is.
I don't
is.
Know.
Okay.
Don't
okay, okay, so let me tell you how the work is. Being a producer on Wazovia TV, and then coming here at midnight. So
excuse, Olga. You cannot cook. Calm
right.
down.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
though.
Pondit.
Yes, mommy.
Oh, you just called me mommy.
Yes, mommy.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's so nice of you.
Before we get into the topic, tonight I want us to talk about snooping through your partner's phone. But before we get there, calm down. Before we get there, I was talking to someone yesterday and the person was like, you know what? Just do the things you love doing right now. And I was like, okay. Ha. What am I talking the things I love doing? But before that, Pondit, let's say you're angry or you are sad or you're going through a lot and then you now feel like, okay, let me just tell this to my friend. And the next thing your friend says is, do the things you love doing right now. What are the things you love doing, Pondit?
One of the things I love doing very much is praying.
Pondit, that wasn't what you said off cam. I'm not gonna give this to myself. Pondit, before we went live, I asked Pondit this in the studio before
but
turning
you said
on the
different
mic.
Things.
And then Pondit said
I said different
no.
things. Relax now. I just mentioned one. You should have allowed me to land.
Mention the rest. After prayer.
Yeah, after prayer.
What?
Sometime I play PS. And then yeah, I don't know. I just love going out. Just take
Pondit mentioned to me that whenever he's sad, whenever he's feeling down, he enjoys having sex. That was what he said. Now the mic is on all of a sudden.
Oh, really?
Pray. Don't stop pretending.
Okay, I understand the setup now. It's fine.
No one is setting you up.
I get it. She's trying to set me up, and it's fine. And I'm gonna own it. Trust me, I'm gonna own it.
Wish.
That's the only way to attack your enemy. Own it. So I'm gonna own it.
Look at this one.
Yes, I don't care if I'm there with the opposite sex, but one woman, one man. If I'm there and I have a girlfriend. Yes, I was there. I can have sex. And that can make me happy. But sometimes it will not really make you happy.
I get that. Yeah. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about tonight. But hey, when my friend said that to me, like, hey, Ada, at this moment, at this point of your life, I think you should do the things you enjoy doing. And I started thinking about it. What do I enjoy doing? To be very honest.
Like bitty naked.
Look at you. To be very honest, what I enjoy doing is just to spend money. just go out, buy stuff. Yeah.
Good long.
Buy clothes, buy hair, then buy shoes, buy different kind of meals that I'll not even eat, and then get back home and just start giving those things out. I actually enjoy doing that, but this current economy is not letting me do the things I enjoy doing. So I was like, babe, don't worry, I'm going to feel this way for a very long time, because that thing I love doing, my account is not letting me do it.
Hoodlum character.
It's not hot. I'm just being honest. Like, that's what I enjoy doing. Like, from the bottom of my heart, whenever I feel down, I just want to spend money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can imagine you just walk into a spa and you just be like, eh, now. I just be like, how much is this? Okay, don't worry, just put it there. Put this one there.
You know.
Put this one there. Put this one there. Because when you have that much money, I just want to do what you love doing, which is shopping. Mm-hmm. You don't ask for the price.
Eh, now.
So, hey, put. What is stop?
Eh, now. But to be very honest, we have different things that, you know, we enjoy doing. And shopping is one of my favorites. And sometimes it's very crazy. I buy things I don't even need.
I
think that's a problem.
I do.
I'll get home and look at the thing and be like, why I buy this? No, I don't even use English. I come back home. Ada, why you buy this thing? What thing you want carry do? And then that evil spirit in me will now be like, don't worry, it'll come in handy. Just keep it. After a month, 2, 3, you need this thing, take. I'm like, surely they knew they do me.
I can't imagine. I can imagine, because I have so many wares in my house that I'm asking myself, why you buy them in the first place?
You know?
There has never come a day that I say, okay, let me make use of this one. It has always been there. I have had shirts that I kept in my room for almost a year, sometimes more than a year. And when I just look at it, I'm like, you know what? Moga, come and pack this one. I'll just pack that set and give out. And like I said on this show, one time like that, I'm the type that I don't know how to keep things for long. Once I don't use it again, I just give it out, because I feel the next person will probably need it.
Right.
Let's get into
it. It's actually a good feel. You know, never stop giving. All right, so tonight we're talking about snooping on your partner's phone, or snooping on your partner, or going through your partner's phone. Okay. And I brought this topic up because of Pretty Mike. Now, Nigerian internet sensation and fashion star Pretty Mike took to Instagram to share some relationship sentiment, and trust me, so many people are talking about it. He shared his experience in a lengthy post, and I'm going to read it so you get to hear it, just in case you weren't listening when I introduced the show and the topic. Now, according to him, a partner who is not comfortable with phone checking and also not posting his or her partner's picture on the gram is a cheat, he wrote. How much do you know about him or her? I will start this with a personal story. I had a relationship where I was so invested. I mean, I was just trying to put a thing or two in order, then propose. You know that relationship that you've just in your heart of heart, okay, foundation is over, we've passed the window level, we're roofing it now. It's just to set little things. Then I start living in this house. So, according to him, his relationship got to that level. And then, boom, I curiously checked her phone, and in less than 10 minutes, the man in me left, and I started crying like a baby. For 2 years, she's been sleeping with most Lagos big boys. Let's not forget, she attended a private university and from a decent home. That's how the propose and same person will either be having sex under my nose and still be the ones to spray the most money on our wedding day. My dear, if he or she is not comfortable with this phone checking thing, just pray to Almighty God, hoping the skeleton in his or her cupboard isn't that big. It's not going to be funny if you wake up and see your boyfriend's wedding pictures everywhere and he just left you that morning and said he was going grocery shopping. We all are just flirt, cheat. Okay, he used the H word, which I don't want to call. So you are a private person. That's why you don't want me to post your picture, and that's why you can't post my pictures. Oga, madam, you be cheat. You just don't want to ruin your other options, Abby. God please help this generation of cheats. That's why most black marriages don't last. Because during the dating phase, you are advised to ignore your fears rather than face it. They say don't check your partner's phone because it might ruin your relationship. So you'd rather not check and continue to live with the cheat and then eventually marry him or her. One day, DNA will let you know your kids aren't yours. And then you realize he has another wife in the village. Ah, so deep.
So deep.
Okay, so we are asking tonight, do you go through your partner's phone? Is it ever okay to check your partner's phone? Are you comfortable with your partner going through your phone and posting your pictures on social media? Do you post your partner? Let's talk about this before I open up the phone lines. Of course, I'll start with this gentleman right here who is actually hiding his phone right now from me. Don't be scared. I'm not going through your phone. I am not the one. I won't go through your phone.
Get it. Because I need to hide the phone because
you're a cheat. You're because, hiding.
Because that's where the breakup starts. At that point, can I see you? The next question you hear, who is Juliet?
You know.
It's Jennifer.
Mm.
It's Joy.
You know.
So once you don't hear the question like that, like your leg with the shake,
it's a
you know.
Babe, we need to talk.
Mm-hmm. Some babe, no. Some babe are not that mature or that gentle. I don't know what to say.
Why would you call that mature?
No.
You're cheating on someone. You want that to be mature. What's up?
Some babes cannot even control their emotion. They just go straight to the point. In fact, they don't call you babe anymore. They just go straight.
Cool, Fred.
Thank you.
They won't even call you Pondit.
Like the native
name.
They'll
go back home Pondit Henry Kerr.
Cool, Fred.
Who is Jennifer?
How long have you been talking to Jennifer?
Wait. Don't be all dramatic now. Don't start sounding like a lady. Tell us, Pondit, do you go through your partner's phone?
No, I don't. Because sometimes the things I might see, I will not be able to handle.
Exactly what Pretty Mike is saying. We are advised not to go through our partner's phone for fear of not ending the relationship. So we thereby continue living with cheats for fear of not ruining the relationship. Why can't there be transparency? That's what Pretty Mike is saying.
Hold on. It is not for the fear of ending the relationship or not ending the relationship. Sometimes there are things that you see and you can't handle. I am that kind of person. I said it before. I know of a relationship that I let go because I came to find out that the person was actually sleeping with my uncle.
How did you discover?
I posted a picture one day on...
Exactly what Pretty Mike said.
And then my uncle was like, you know this? And you know, she used another name for my uncle. And then my uncle was like, you know this, as a sharp guy now, I played along. So yeah, I know. Mentioning another name, but I know her as this person. So my uncle mentioned, for instance, I posted maybe Ada, and my uncle was saying, you know Ada, you know Cynthia, something like that. So I thought for a while and be like, you know what, yeah, I do. And what's up, you know, yeah, now see this guy I was telling you about. And then he drove to the house and then we had the conversation. So I was asking him some funny question. He was telling me everything. You know that night I told you almost had accident, that I had to take one girl almost outside the state. Me and my friends were doing rounds and rounds and all of that. This was the girl now. And this is someone I already say, you know what? At this point, I brought her to the house. My parents actually knew her.
And then you took her home.
And then she can't come to my house without me being around. So it was something pretty serious. So that's why you see me sometimes when I talk. When you talk about relationship, I'm like, you know what? Don't let it be, man. Just let it be. So I've seen that. And then I confronted her and I'd be like, you do know Suzu? She's just going straight to the point. So before you ask me this, I know what's up. So then you start confessing and all of that. Now,
so
that is something I can't handle. You know why?
Something you can or something you can't?
No, it's something I cannot handle. Get it right. Because this is my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always going to be a time he will see my babe around. And my babe will always see him. It's family. So I don't know I'm going to live with that. I don't know I'm going to deal with it.
Okay.
So I just find a way to
but
let go.
You are actually getting out of context somehow. Now, are you agreeing with Pretty Mike that it's ideal for one to go through one's phone, to go through their partner's phone just to be sure that there is transparency, and then the other person is not, no one is fooling the other.
Yes.
Basically, okay. Do you agree, or you are of the opinion, don't go through the phone so you don't ruin the relationship, which is thereby interpreting it to be, you know what, this person I am with, if I obviously go through this person's phone, I am definitely going to see things that's going to cause this relationship. So his question is, why be with the cheat?
Okay. Before I went out of context,
mm-hmm.
I said I will not go through my partner's phone because
why?
Of the things I might see
exactly
and not be able to handle.
Saying.
Now,
pretty much is saying, why are people in committed relationships having things that when your partner sees the things, it's going to ruin your relationship?
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
All right.
And he's saying this generation, sadly, people are, most people, or 90% of people of this generation, they are unfaithful. So, do you agree with that statement?
But it is what it is.
A lot of
Do
you agree or not?
Yes.
You do.
A lot of partners in relationship are not faithful these days.
Are you?
A lot.
Are you?
Including myself sometimes.
Okay, you're...
Yes, I'm being very honest.
For the very first time,
including myself sometimes.
Honest.
Because when you come across a particular person and you be like, gosh, I should have seen it before I got into this relationship with this other person. But you know what? It's not like I'm really cheesing her. She's all over me already. And blah, blah, blah. Let me just eat one mouth and then go back to my main girl. So it happens sometimes. And maybe it's at that point that your partner wants to see your phone. No, now. There's food that I want to eat that I'm not eating now. Relax now. You know? I'll be very honest. Trust me. So I am not of the opinion that you go through your partner's phone.
Because now, you yourself, you're not honest.
Hold on. If you get into...
If you are
to get into a relationship, you're supposed to be faithful.
Mm.
That's what it should be. You're supposed to be very open. You're supposed to be very transparent. So it's because some people are not transparent enough in relationships. That's what is bringing about, can I see your phone? Oh, is this? Oh, is that? Because I've also seen a relationship where the both partners are so faithful to each other that they know conversations. So if a message pops up on WhatsApp, on Facebook Messenger or Instagram DM, the other partner knows the origin of that chat.
Okay.
If you see Joy popped up on my WhatsApp, for instance, you know the origin of that chat. Oh, Joy.
Know who Joy is.
Yes.
Okay.
So there are relationships like that. In as much as you sit here and say there is no faithful relationship, there are some.
Nobody is saying there's no faithful relationship. I'm talking about what Pretty Mike said. Of course, there are faithful guys out there.
Yes, there are faithful guys, there are faithful women out there. But just that, man, sometimes it's like getting to heaven before you come across such.
Wow, Pundit. Okay.
It's pretty scarce.
So let's open up the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. What do you have to say about what Pretty Mike said yesterday?
A lot.
And also, do you go through your partner's phone?
No, I don't.
Is it ever okay to check your partner's phone?
It's not okay for me.
You're just a cheat. Are you comfortable with your partner going through your phone and posting your pictures on social media?
Yes, I am when I'm asleep.
Wow. Do you post your partner's pictures on social media? And do you think that if people do all of this, it's somehow going to curb the level of, you know, unfaithfulness today? I mean, this whole concept of let's keep our relationship private. Is it true that when you do that, or with people that are doing that, people that are in private relationships, they have options? Is it true that when you don't post your partner on social media, you are doing that so as to save your other options and not ruin your other relationships? Quite a lot. So many
sister.
Questions, man. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning.
Hi, Ada, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very great. I'm the great pundit himself.
My guy, what's popping? I'm here for you, bro.
Pundit, don't...
I return back since
I had
now.
To pity him. I sent him money to come back to Lagos.
I wish you... Yes,
sir. I'm very nice.
Will you stop that? Will you stop that?
You're very ungrateful. That's not something I don't like.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the show. What do you think about the discussion of the day?
I helped you. That is night boss from Muyo today.
My bro, what do you think about the discussion of the day?
Welcome, dear.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Chijoke from Lebanon.
Ah, Chijoke.
I'm kidding.
August is next month, though.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
And I just have to get my number. Because,
hey.
Yes, you just have to get my number.
Party then, after party. Okay.
Yes. Even if I'm not going to be there, I just have to send barbecue.
Oh, you want to send me barbecue?
I have to send.
Pondit is crying, you know. Sorry, dear.
My good friend, my good man.
Sorry. Take heart.
Okay.
All right, take heart.
Stop.
All right, dear. Thank you so much. We appreciate the love. Chijoke, let's get straight to the topic. Talk to us.
Ada?
Yeah.
Girls know the word.
What did you say?
Girls, they know the word.
What do you mean by that?
I know the real word.
How?
Okay. I'm in a relationship.
Yeah?
And she hid her phone from me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I found out that she's talking to her ex.
Wait. Are you giving us your life story?
You know, I can't joke with what you say on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Presently. You know, I told you the last time I called that lady I met on hookup show here.
Yeah.
You might be listening to me.
Okay.
Now, I just have to. I left the lady because of what that was an issue. Then this girl, I saw this girl, then I approached her, we started getting.
Okay.
It's for me to find out that she's still talking to her ex. And this was her ex. This was the ex that got her pregnancy.
Hmm.
And they never took care of her.
Wow.
So all those times.
How did you discover? You went through her phone?
Okay, now this is how I discovered the SIM card she's actually using belongs to me.
Oh,
wow. Whereas the phone was stolen.
Okay.
Yes, and this is the SIM card.
Oh, Chijoke, are you there?
This is the SIM card I'm using to call you. The guy in question called me 4 times today.
4 times yesterday?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The guy called me 4 times yesterday.
Wow, still fresh.
So, but I know the real word.
No, you can't do that. You can't. Nah, don't generalize it. What? Have you been with all the ladies? You cannot say una know the real word. Have you been with all the ladies? Come on, you haven't.
Not with ladies, though. I know everything I did.
Some know the hear word. I agree.
Some
know the hear word, but no be all.
Mr. Frank, I love you so much.
This kind of bromance. Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it. Yes.
Wow, going through your partner's phone. Okay. More calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good evening.
Good morning. Please, can you speak up?
Good morning, Adam.
Yeah, speak up, sir. What's your name?
I'm Kingsley, calling from Nigeria.
Kingsley, welcome.
Yeah, my regards to your partner, your guy. The guy in the studio, right?
He's not my guy. just kidding. Go ahead. I just wanted to get at him.
Stop touching me.
Who's touching
you? I'm not your guy, right?
Who's touching you? Please, what's your name? Okay, Kingsley, go ahead, sir.
Like I said, yeah. The topic of grandma, I'm really, really interested about the topic. Like, seriously.
Okay.
I'm a bit touched. Like, seriously, it's a kind of... It was something was starting to happen to me.
Tell us about it.
Even up to date, like seriously, I can't even go into a relationship as I speak to you right now.
Wow, what happened?
Like almost the same thing. Like I was blown away. Like seriously,
you went through her phone.
surely I did. Though I noticed maybe she was like seeing someone else. But
how? What were the signs? What was she doing?
Definitely, as a guy, you should know when your lady is kind of...
No, give us the tips. Most of us are in relationships that, you know, we also want to find out things, but we don't know how to. So how was she acting that actually, you know, planted that seed in your heart that, I think this girl is with someone else?
Definitely, when she starts doing things she's not been doing...
Like?
Maybe nagging, that's not even that. But I guess it's part of it, though. Mm. Maybe like there are things you should take into consideration. Like, as a guy, should be observant of whatsoever you are doing.
Okay.
But with that, I was opportune to go through her phone. But what I saw, that very nice. Like, seriously, up to date, then I couldn't believe it.
What did you see?
I think that should be a story for all that. I really thank God that I'm no longer. I'm over myself right now. At least I'm better off right now. I really thank God for that. At least if I had settled with her, man, it would have been worse.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
So are you in support of what Prissy Mike is saying, that it's ideal to go through your partner's phone?
100%.
100%? Wow.
I see it. It will help a lot. In the long run, it will help.
So you don't see your partner's phone as her private life, her privacy?
If she really wants to set down with me, like if she really loves me, I should go through her phone. Because even I don't have a password on my phone.
Wow.
Anybody can just work in our phone. Seriously. Be my partner, anybody can watch my phone and check whatever I want to. What should I be hiding? What should I be hiding? Doesn't make any sense.
Okay. All right, dear. Sorry about that. And thanks for sharing.
Thank you. If I'm able to do that, you should be able to do that as well.
Yeah.
Right.
So, 50-50.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Thanks for calling. It's a 50-50 thing. If you are in a relationship with me, feel free to go through my phone. And I think I should have that right as well.
That I can do, yes.
Okay, what do you...
I am telling you that I can do.
Except
I know I'm not in love with you and you're not.
Why would you be with someone you're not in love with?
So that's it. I'll never be someone that I'm not in love with. So what I'm saying in a sense is, man, if I get married today, my wife will know everything.
It's not about
me.
I said this yesterday. Were you with me yesterday? No, okay, you were not here. I said this yesterday. Why is it that
food yesterday?
Yeah, I'm a good cook, yeah. Okay. Just say it on the radio. Okay. You enjoy the meal.
So,
right? You enjoy
as you were saying.
See, I'm a good cook. I know.
As you were saying.
I know. Just tell them.
You go straight
blow
to
my
mind.
Trumpet, Blondie.
Blow it.
So, yeah, yesterday I said that. I do understand the concept of when I am married, I am going to do this. I'm going to be like this.
My wife is going to say, if I get married today, what I mean is I cannot start it in the marriage. Do you understand?
You need to start it now in your relationship.
No. It's actually when I am even courting the lady. I'm not saying until I'm into the marriage, until I take the vow. No.
Okay.
It starts even when you're courting.
Did not explain that part.
Now I explain.
Now I'm better.
Okay.
So when you're dating that person that you want to get married to, you started, right?
I don't like using that word because I feel like dating these days is being abused, kind of.
It's been abused.
Yeah.
That's why I use the word they're not real
courting.
Words. Okay.
I prefer saying
even
I'm
that one, some people
person.
Have abused it.
Yes, but somehow this dating is, I don't know, man.
This generation.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This matter is very serious. So.
My dear, it's a rapper.
Actually, I'm a first-time caller.
You're a first-time caller.
You deserve this, bro.
Welcome.
Receive grace. To always call us.
Okay, dear, welcome. Please don't mind pundit.
Okay, so my name is Kingsley, but I stay in Lagos here. Actually, man, like 6 months ago, my relationship had been hell. I mean, it was I mean, this girl is a girl that I stayed for like 4 years now, to 5 years. So we are together and things are going well. And she even changed me. She made me to stop.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. What did she do?
I said she was faithful during the 2 years of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, and because of this, I stopped cheating. Because I was inspired. I said, if she can be faithful to me, why not I be faithful to her? I said,
exactly.
Oh dear. Hey,
I really want to hear that story.
Me
6 months
too.
Ago.
Please, Kingsley, please, if you can, do well to call us back, all right?
Please, you know, I already gave you shakiri.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh dear. Found it. Your village people. Hello?
He's welcome.
Hello, Becky.
Yes, my dear. Good morning.
Thank you, man.
Odimba.
Yeah. Your guest. Is he your guest or your colleague, nurse?
I don't know him, man.
I don't even know where we are right now. People just want to cause trouble. You just give her that opportunity to talk to me now.
Okay, yeah, what's your name?
And I stop touching him now.
Me?
That's the problem.
I see what is going on there.
Bless your heart,
I don't
bro.
Understand. There Bless is coronavirus. There is... We are still observing social distancing.
Stop going through my phone, Ada. Stop going.
Why are you reading his text message now?
He's coming to me.
Sadly, no one is even sending him texts. Nobody.
You see?
Nobody.
You hear what your guy talk?
Who's that?
He said, if you get married today, that ain't well.
Please turn off your radio. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, he said that if he marry, that in wife is going to ruin everything, his life.
How?
Nobody can tell your wife everything, and your wife will know everything. That one is simple second.
Wait, let me understand this. How? Why can't you tell your wife everything? And what are those things you feel men will never share with their wives?
Nobody will don't get married now.
Mm.
So tell me, saying everything when they do, saying why should they know about her?
Except the person never loved the wife.
Wait,
no.
Okay, wait, no? Oga, waiting with those things, baby.
My name is Barista with Achem.
Oh,
okay.
I like the way you call the name Barista without chambers. Okay,
yeah. I put it to you.
It's good. It's good. Okay, now I ask you, waiting with those things, baby. Say, man, go marry woman. You go feel say, I no need tell my wife this particular thing.
There's a lot of things now.
Like, just give me an example. I don't hear this statement before.
No.
From person.
Go,
I make I just can't hear from you.
Go and confirm with any, whether I'm a pastor.
Before I go meet those people, I get you already. Must start with you. Tell me, what thing be those small things we men no go like share with their wives?
There are a lot of things.
Tell me like
there
two.
There are some things. You get the thing where woman nothing, that one left for you alone. And then you. Nobody we don't marry. We go tell me say everything when they do saying wife they know about it.
There are people some, like that. Trust me, they are.
No,
there are people like
no,
that.
No, very person call.
If there's nobody, I can be that person when I get there.
No, I will be
for sure. I'm not just saying it because it's radio. I'm telling you my kind
point,
of person.
No point of correction is not that you are not going to be straightforward to your wife. I put it to you. That not be everything that you do
she'll be
or
more,
you're going to do, you will tell your wife.
She will know everything I'm going to do. That's why she's my wife.
My brother, he's a liar.
Okay.
Nobody.
Let's not argue on it. That's
okay.
Fine.
Hmm?
That's fine.
So let's talk about going through your partner's phone.
I mean it.
Barista without chamber, you did go through your wife's phone. Ah, Baba don't roll.
Okay, he just called to tell me that I'm not going to tell my wife everything. That's why she's my wife and that's why I love her. So I'm.
But you know, I've actually heard
her.
This before.
Yes, there are some guys like that. In fact, there are men that you can never know 50% of what they are doing, but they are married to you.
But why?
It is what it is.
No, I don't like that statement. It is what it is. What
I mean by that statement is, it is happening. You understand? And at the same time, you cannot even... You see, they say women keep secret. Yes, I agree. But you see some men,
mm-hmm.
Have you not seen a man that gets married is until he dies? You get to know that, oh, this man had a house in another state. Oh, he had some children and all of that. So, I mean, they are men like that. I'm not disputing that fact. What he's saying is right to some extent.
Of course they are. But I have a story to share in reference to this. So then I was in Delta. There was this guy. We're very close. More like family. Like we're that close. And he died. And I was not the one telling someone about his stuff.
His properties.
Yeah. His plans.
The person you were telling, was it the wife?
Of course not, because I didn't want her to now feel I was having an affair with the husband.
With
her
husband.
Because, I mean, she's the wife. Oh, she was the wife.
Okay, so you're not telling someone else to go tell her.
Yeah, like she was the one married to this guy and not me. How come a total stranger
knows so much?
Do you get? So I really don't get that concept of being married to someone and then you're hiding stuff from her. Why? I was the one that was not telling them, okay, it was this business he told me about in Lagos that he set up. He has paid half and he has also gotten an apartment somewhere on the island.
Mm-hmm.
He told me one of his friends, this guy knows the place. So I don't know the place in Lagos. So contact this guy for that information.
Mm-hmm.
He also told me he got a land. The dad was the one that accompanied him to get the land. And he was about getting a Benz. He made part payments. I was just giving them factual information. And I was surprised that, wow, the wife had no idea. So I had to pass through a guy to be telling the family so they don't look at me like, oh so
you were the side
chick. I had to take myself off the picture. But then I got home and I was like, now wow, it's actually good to marry your friend.
Apart
most
from
most of us are married to strangers,
apart from getting married to your friend, as you may likely put, some men read the IQ level of their wives. And they believe that my wife is not the type that can sit down and crack brains with me. They just get married.
No matter
and,
what.
Yes.
Do so, the cracking yourself.
Thank
me
you.
Me that he told, was I cracking my brain?
There are some men.
I did not.
Listen now.
I cracked nothing.
There are some.
Why not do the cracking and then tell your wife, okay, I've cracked my brain.
There are some
I've gotten
women,
this property.
There are some women, you just love them for their IQ level. And maybe it's not one of those that you got married to. Do you understand? But maybe your close friends that you can just tell some of your secrets. So there are some women like that you come across and you just know that. I mean, you get some men with get sense. I mean, some women will be saying, get sense. Then get sense to an extent you are like, is this a woman at all? Do you know? You just wonder how she's so intelligent, how she can carry a lot of secrets, and she's like a bag of advice and all of that. Some people are like that, but unfortunately, maybe that's not the wife. So, come on. And he will just finish it and go back home and be like, this one is just for the mother of my children, I beg, you know. She cannot handle some of these things. They don't even feel comfortable to tell the wife. So what that guy said is correct. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to marry to someone that is just for my children. Just come and born kids for me. It's going to be someone I know. Psychologically, she's okay. If we talk of the IQ level, yes, she's even more than my own IQ level. That's the kind of person I'm looking at. And I know that if I come to her and say, Ada, this is what's up.
No,
and she can say,
don't use Ada. Use another name.
Let's get back to the phone.
Just kidding. Don't worry, I came prepared for you tonight.
Let's
don't worry.
Stop touching me.
0700-993-993-993. It's 59 minutes gone past 12 and this is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station with yours truly, Adele Blessing, who is your radio girlfriend. And of course, I am not alone. I have Pundit.
You're not my radio girlfriend.
Right here. Pundit, you can't even be my radio boyfriend.
You're not my radio.
Hello.
Hey, my brother. Bang, bang.
Mr. Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
What's poppin', bro? Yeah,
good morning.
What's poppin'?
Morning, how are you?
I'm that Pundit today,
yeah.
You see that show where you did? Do they touch any card and they touch you,
Abeg? I don't feel comfortable.
Because if Ada they touch you now, first of all, I'll first talk on my own self, that I the vex.
I the vex,
pass to me, sir. Touch you,
okay.
Make yourself don't touch Ada.
No,
he can't even try it.
Yeah, no one touch.
He can't even try it.
I'll Ada not go through in food.
Thank
but
you.
But go through the phone, make Adrick come, I beg. Very fast.
Don't worry, no one is writing pundit, okay? It's just free SMS reminding him to top up his airtime. To recharge his
what's
phone.
What's up?
Let me add on the talk say whether see for this life for which I believe any man will no fit tell wife about any of his things. Number one, the woman no open to conversation. See,
I don't understand. Do you know that some women actually push for information, and some men will now say it as you're being too pushy, you're nagging, you just want to know everything. Don't you know that there are people like that?
Just go and look after the kids.
if you open to conversation, when you dey court, you go know whether the man feel they open to you.
Mm.
It's not all about say they have sex.
Okay.
When you dey courtship, you go know how far the man feel open to you. Serious, because if person marry you, he don't feel open information to you. There's no need getting married to the person. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, if the person get cancer in the lungs, Dr. Tula is saying they die. And he knows if he tell you. Imagine say he can't die, the court say he get like cancer of the lungs, and he get solution to the problem. How you go feel? Apart from property, okay. If person don't ever come back property to you, what about his estate? Mm. So, at the end of the day, not be everything man go tell woman.
Oh, wow.
I'm not too that man talk. Make I have listen tell you. If I cheat for my mind, like say I see this beautiful lady, I cheat for my mind, and I call cottage, I tell my wife, oh, can't you worry to come back this woman? I don't feel like I can't go there. And are you, if I tell you, how you going to look my eye? That is the kind of thing when I'm trying to talk. Because not everything you should talk about to your wife. So apart from that one, who could go back to the conversation?
And okay, so Jeff.
I didn't hear you.
Can you let your partner go through your phone?
And me personally.
Yeah.
My phone. Now one guess what I get.
Okay.
I feel drop my phone anyway. If you check me, then you won't check for the day. That one is my problem. In your phone, I don't even check. Make you even know how to check and say.
Why?
I won't check up on my own. I won't see the information on my own. Can't keep up to my own self. This why people they talk say they feel keep up. See, you know, information are better key.
Okay.
You checking that phone, you knowing where you stand in that relationship.
Okay.
If he's cheating, sometimes forget phone. He may not even, he can open the phone, give you all the old credential. One sex therapist for 1 liter chop, he does say, woman are discreet. Meaning that, even though he open the phone, he show you all in chat. If he won't cheat, he go cheat with the guy, like he's not even the social media. Okay, as you want to find out.
Okay.
You not go know. Because at the end of the day, if you want to cheat, if you want to you, they sap. You're going to see four, but you're going to drop. And you're going to talk to my wife is faithful. It's not true now. At the end of the day, you can't find out. And this guy is cheating on the social media.
Maybe now you're getting man, sir.
And they tell you, what? What if the SS? The only thing I go need to say, if you just get like, you just keep him to clarify at the end of the day when it comes to, you know, be like a shock to you, make you no collapse.
Okay.
Because you don't expect that.
All right.
So thanks. The only thing, Ada,
yeah,
for this thing matter, where they talk, so me, I'm not bothered to check. If I go check now for more personal use, more personal information.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 4 minutes to come past one, and we are talking about people snooping through their partner's phone. What's your take on that? All right, right now I want us to listen to...
This is Soul Therapy with your radio girlfriend.
My name is Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend.
Never know how much I love you.
Going through a lot in your relationship and you need someone to talk to? Then join Adab Blessing on the Chat Station. Heart-to-heart conversations and love and life experiences, matters of the heart, and so much more. You'll be my Juliet and I'll be your Romeo. The Chat Station with Adab Blessing, your radio girlfriend, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back. Welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 24 minutes gone past one. And we are still talking about what Pretty Mike posted earlier on. Mm-hmm. So if you know who Pretty Mike is, he is. Do I call him an Instagram comedian? Sorry about that, celebrity. He's nowhere a comedian. No way a comedian. So yeah, we're talking about Pretty Mike. Now, Nigerian internet sensation and fashion star Pretty Mike has taken to Instagram. Like, he took to Instagram yesterday to share some relationship sentiments. And like I said before, so many people are talking about it. He shared his experience in a lengthy post recounting how he got a broken heart after deciding to go through his partner's phone. According to him, a partner who is not comfortable with phone checking and also not posting his or her partner's picture on the gram is a cheat. He wrote, "How much do you know about him or her? I'll start this with a personal story." Now, he shared his personal story. According to him, "I had a relationship where I was so invested. I mean, I was just trying to put a thing or two in order, then propose. And then, boom, I curiously checked her phone. And in less than 10 minutes, the man in me left. I started crying like a baby. For 2 years, she's been sleeping with most Lagos big boys. Let's not forget that she attended a private university and brought me a decent home as well. That's how I'll propose, and this same person will either be, you know, still sleeping with these people under my nose, and those people will still be the ones that will come spray most money on our wedding day. My dear, if he or she is not comfortable with this phone checking thing, just pray to Almighty God, hoping the skeleton in his or her cupboard isn't that big. It's not going to be funny if you wake up and see your boyfriend wedding pictures everywhere and he just left it that morning saying he was gonna go get groceries." Okay, he added, "We all just flirt. You are a private person. That's why you don't want me to post your picture, and that's why you can't post my pictures. Oh god, madam, you be cheeto. You just don't want to ruin your other options, Abby. God, please help this our generation of cheats. That's why most black marriages don't last, because during the dating phase, you are advised to ignore your fears rather than face it." That line got me. Advised to ignore your fears rather than face it. They say, "Don't check your partner's phone," just like Pundit is saying, "Don't check, because it might ruin your relationship. So you rather not check and continue to live with a cheat than eventually marry him or her. One day, DNA will let you know your kids are not yours." Or you realize he has another wife in the village. Okay. So tell us, you go through your partner's phone. Do you? And are you comfortable with your partner going through your phone? Let's talk about this. 0700-993-993-993. A beautiful morning to you. 27 minutes gone past one. Who do we have here?
Hello, good morning. My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, call you from where?
Spotlight Town.
Okay.
But if there's one thing I want to say. If you allow your wife or your partner check your phone, to me it's not bad.
To you it's not bad? Why?
No, it's a free word. I have nothing to hide. So why would I be too secretive hiding things in my phone?
Okay.
Like me, I do allow my wife check my phone.
You do?
I do.
You don't have a problem. So even, let's say you walk into the sitting room, she's with your phone on your Instagram or Facebook or WhatsApp. You don't have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with it. I have nothing to hide.
Wow. Found it.
What does it,
Moreover, I have been with my wife for 14 good years.
Wow. So I think he deserves that shekere. It's not easy.
Where's my shekere? Say it again. 14 years, right?
Yes, 14 years.
You deserve it. Even so if I'm
that's why I have nothing
some people's
to
relationship has never passed 2 months.
Stop looking at my direction. I don't like that.
Go ahead, please.
No, it's the truth. I've been with her for 14 years. She knows me better and she knows what I like. Most times we might be going out on the road. The next thing she will say, see what my husband likes. My wife would go to an extent that she would tell you, my husband is admiring you. Do you get? That is my wife. Aww. She would do it for me.
Okay. I love that. Please,
because I know her very well. I know what she can do.
Please, before you go, earlier on, someone was saying something about some men not telling their wives everything in marriages. Do you tell your wife everything, like every plan that you have? You tell your wife. Is there anything that you ever hide from your wife?
I don't hide anything from her.
Okay, I just wanted to.
Why I don't hide anything from her is. Tomorrow, anything might comes up.
Fantastic. You get, I love that.
If somebody else tells somebody, like, they tell her that, this is what your husband is doing, mm-hmm. she will tell you, no, this is not my husband. This is who I married.
Okay.
That's right. My wife. She's right. A different person.
Okay. I like that. Please, before you go, let me kneel down. Please, put hand on my neck. Please, just...
Pundit.
Yes, sir.
Why are you such a clown? Please, don't buy a pundit.
Just pray for me.
My regards to your wife. Yeah, I like the relationship.
Yeah, I like that.
No problem.
I like
thank
that.
You.
I bet when are they see this wife? We good like
when
this.
When are they see this love?
When are they see this true love? For 14 years.
It's not easy. And it's not.
She might even go out and, you know, and say, excuse me, my husband pundit is saying.
That's not. You think,
no, I actually
you think
like that
her,
part.
You think for her saying that, she's going to let that lady come close to him.
But at least just say it.
You know what
me.
You're liking. Pundit, you.
I don't like
you
that you're pointing her.
You want a woman that will say that and then bring the lady home and be like, oh, my husband, anything for you. Guys,
your birthday.
It's a joke. Like, yeah, she's saying it, but dare you try it.
Okay, that's
dare
true.
Try it.
That's
true.
You're becoming too violent. I don't like
what?
That you're pointing your hand.
No. Like, the excitement in you when he said, my wife is the type that would just go and meet that lady. My husband is like it. Pundit was like, where she do? Don't worry.
I get.
You will never find such a woman. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
You will never.
Is it a prayer or something?
It's not.
Okay.
Just meet a woman that will be faithful to you and will expect you to be faithful to her as well. Not the one that will tell you, my husband, see your spec. Let's bring her home. Don't worry. When I go to the market, don't stay long. Just do it. Just do it. 5-10 minutes and make sure you protect yourself.
No, I'll find that kind of woman. Don't go.
You will
no,
not.
Don't worry.
Pick you will not meet that
let's
type.
Go back to the phone line. I'll find my
you
kind
want
of woman.
To, you want to be married and be a full-blown cheat.
That caller just prayed for me.
He did not. He laughed.
You call me cheat. Do you know me? Come on, get back to the phone line.
Hello.
You people are kidding me.
Okay. Good morning.
In fact, I have one bucket of ice cream to you.
To who, please? Be specific.
To you.
Ada, Abi?
Ada.
I've got to barbecue this night. I've got to like, tonight is good, yo.
This is the person that is cheating, you know. Me that is faithful.
And I'm not going to keep messing up.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's your name?
My name never changed before my call went off. Ada?
I beg, tell us the name again. A barrister without chamber.
Yes.
Okay.
Before my call went off, I want to give you example what happened.
Feel free.
There is a man. You go do one kind thing, will be like juju.
Wow.
You carry egg, you put them. Come tie put them inside a pallet. Now you call your wife. Darling, you get to know what they call. They call honey. So some be tonic. So as you call your wife for honey, now begin to explanation everything to her. Tell her, say, I beg. You just go collect this thing from Bibia, Babalawo. Now they are winning life today. I bet we may not allow anybody, whether the children, to climb or touch this thing breaker.
Okay.
So, my wife is saying, down here. That is the explanation the man
gave to the wife.
So, come with the time, we're going to have a little misunderstanding. Because there's no any marriage be 100% perfect.
True that.
So they can have a little bit misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first thing where the woman do, you go carry that thing, go climb up, carry that thing, go break up.
Jesus.
It's a paralyzation, you.
Ew, marital without you.
That is the first step the woman take. Say,
so what
you
happened?
Know, no, say, no be there. When your husband life day, that one exam to show to know the kind of wife when he marry. Which means if she see something will go kill the man, you go kill him. If you send at that place when the husband in life day, no be die, won't go die.
Now wow.
Now die now. Okay, let me give you another one.
Okay.
There is a man, we have one connection with one woman like that.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately, the woman can call for his phone, now his wife, now him pick up. Begin to holler the woman, not knowing that the woman, then they give him contract, better work. Nobody say two of them have any relationship or casual friend, now customer.
Okay.
Now his wife carry his phone, begin to answer, begin to blast the woman. Do you know the contract of million naira that man lose him? Now him, the man come the call. He said, look at who answer your call. Now wife answer your call. He begin to talk to me, all sorts of rubbish. He begin to vomit all sorts of things from her mouth. Insulted the woman. This is how the contract terminated. Waiting the man do. The man pursue the woman. He lose that kind of money. So nobody will come call, come they tell me, say, saying they tell your wife. What you go talk? Either you tell your wife 80% of things or 90% of things, you hold 10. In everything, there is secret. Something where you get for your mind.
Both of you are married. Both of you are one, yeah?
No, I'm telling you, but the concern for phone. Concern for phone. Husband and wife, they're not supposed to hide anything for phone, no. For phone. But when you people are in a relationship or boyfriend and girlfriend, everybody's supposed to hide because you don't know the mind of the next person. You just be like, this man, just be like a handbag. Everybody carry his or her own. But when you people become husband and wife, when I don't become one, you go leave phone for your wife and leave phone for your husband.
Okay.
Unless you don't have any cockroach in your, unless you have cockroach in your cupboard. So all those things why I tell you now, if it's an idea where the man life would be, the man for kaput now.
Ew.
So that is the thing. So that is the two things why I wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
My brother.
So?
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
I hear.
I beg. I tell Baba God, beg you, no be everything.
Okay. No, wow.
You understand? We are human beings.
Okay. I don't know.
Anybody can do anything at any time.
Okay.
Satan, where you they watch, so you know they come from. You know they come from a particular place. Now, human being, where they use.
Especially your village people, now in the use.
Eh?
Especially your village people, now in the use.
You know, my village people, they know they follow me for Twitter. So now they follow me.
It's okay. Thank you so much.
So when you enter church, if you watch people where they fall, now women, I didn't fall off most.
What do you mean? What? No. It's okay.
Cameraman, they fall.
Wow.
Adebeke.
Yeah.
Okay, now if I tell you, say, make you give me your password, you go give me?
Of course.
Eh?
I go give you now.
Your ATM password, you can give.
Eh, now.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Okay.
Hello? My ATM pin. I will give you just that. Nothing did the account. Now you can carry yourself, can't return the card.
That's how I'll never ask for it.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Simi.
Simi?
Yeah, Simi.
Okay. Simi from where? Kenya, Canada, where are you?
Not today.
From where?
Your Surulere.
Okay, Surulere. The one close to where? South Africa? I like the way you speak. Anyway, welcome to
the show. I've loved all through the program.
Oh.
I think I enjoyed the last caller.
Thank
you. Barista without...
without chamber. But he has a house.
He doesn't have a chamber.
Yes.
Actually, I appreciate this program because I've been listening for quite a while and I want to be very sincere.
Okay.
Taking your partner's phone in a healthy relationship, I don't think it's necessary.
Okay.
Okay, because I don't see any necessity, and it's only going to take an insecure partner, either the man or the woman, to check the phone. Okay, you just have to feel insecure before you can say, okay, I want to check her phone for a particular reason. You get it? I'm going to say based on my own experience.
Okay.
My relationship was calm, really, really perfect. You understand? Yeah. That's how it's going to look in the love bombing phase.
Okay.
It's going to look like it's the perfect thing that has ever happened to you. But it's just going to take just one probably distrust. Because I can say my own partner actually accused me of seeing someone before we had sex. I was shocked. She sent it to me as a message. Who did I see before we met? I was shocked. I was like, who did I see? And at that period, I was kind of like nursing STI. You get?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was actually feeling itchy and all of that, but I was like, where is this from? Is this from toilet or room? Was it the last sex? But fortunately, she accused me. I was not like, babe, it's not me. It could be you. Who did you sleep with? She didn't reply. It was a message. She did not reply till now. I'm telling you this like 2 years back.
Wow.
Okay. So when we got to meet, I made her understand. Hello, sorry. You said you're going to the hospital and blah 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 blah. She said she needs money and she wants to treat herself wounded. I gave her the money. I was fine with it. I gave her the money.
Okay.
But I was suspicious and it made me hack her phone.
Oh, you did. You hacked her phone.
Yeah, I hacked her phone. I connected her WhatsApp to my laptop. So whenever she comes online, I see basically everything.
You cloned her phone.
Yeah, everything she had done on her WhatsApp, I saw everything.
Wow.
And it was so bad. It was so bad that when she was saying something like she was taking drips, she was still seeing her ex. They were programming themselves. And they had sex. So I now looked at this. So it is even from this sex. You brought STI to me. And she was shocked. I was in appearance, please. And...
Hello?
Was not happy. So what I'm trying to say is that checking phone, it's not right, actually. I have a lot to say, but I don't want to say more. I don't want to go because it's kind of very, very emotional.
I
had to face her and I showed her the message. Look at your chat.
Wow.
She broke down. So why projecting your own fears on me? Like I brought it on you. You brought it on me.
Wow,
and from then, I trust broke. It was diminishing. That's what I'm going to tell you.
I get that feel. So sorry
exactly.
about that.
So you can trust. Everything's going to be perfect. But it's just going to take you one bad experience for you to start feeling insecure and you have nothing the ambition of checking your partner's phone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think you actually just hit the nail. It takes an act to actually nurse, plant that seed in your heart to like, let me just check. But at the end of the day, I think trust is key. We all need to try
very
to trust
important.
Our partners. Yeah. Okay, we have messages.
Yes, let me take one from WhatsApp before we get back to the phone lines.
Must
say good morning, Ada. As for me, I don't go to my girlfriend's phone, but she always go through my phone and I'm always willing to give her the phone anytime, any day. Our relationship is off social media and we are both fine with it. He did not include his name.
Oh, wow.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Just to add to what he said.
Okay.
Before more calls, just to add to what he said, I feel when I say I don't go to my partner's phone, I'm not going to be that daft that I will not observe what she's doing, what's going on. I will not read in between the lines to see when to suspect
things
have changed and all of that. So when I say don't go through your partner's phone, I'm not just saying just sit back and relax and all of that. Just say no worry, I just trust her or I just trust him. No, you have to open your eyes, especially these days, man. Then the married person put for how they still date you. Then they use the cover up, you know. So you just got to be smart. You're just going to wake up. And I might not really go through your phone, but I will know even more than what you have on your phone. That's how I am.
You got some superpowers?
Man, you got to subscribe to my YouTube channel.
You got some superpowers?
I'll teach you that.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Ada Ngozi. I'll use one little word to say this.
Hey. What's your name?
I've been trying to call. My name is Mene.
Mene. Okay.
Yeah. I've been trying to call this line for like the past 3 months now.
Jesus
Christ. Because I've been like a new person to your station. Like, okay. I enjoy the show. I've been listening to it from Dr. Freeze and everything. As in, I even stay up to 2-3 o'clock trying to make sure I don't miss every show of your program. Trying to call, and it's been crazy. But anyway,
how do I make it up to you?
I think I'm able to.
I think first of all, collect this.
Welcome, dear.
Yes,
I am sorry. My love, so sorry.
And secondly,
please let me pet him, baby. So sorry.
Oh, that is not. Don't let my girlfriend catch you for saying that.
No. I'm your original girlfriend. She will understand. My love. Please, oh, I love my skin. Before they come and pour me acid.
I think I wanted to say you should request a song. I think he deserved that at the end of the contribution. Just for him.
Okay. Okay.
The truth is, I would like to request that song you are using as your caller tune. Mr. Big Staff, who do you think you are? That is a song that a lady sang on Soul Train long time ago. Anytime I call the phone, that's what just keeps me pulling the line steady because of that soundtrack.
What's the title of the song?
I can't remember, but when you call this your I call this your line,
can't even remember.
When I call this your line, that's what plays behind.
You can't
Mr. Big Staff, who do you think you are? Bam, bam, bam. It's a song. It's a lady. She sang it. A live show on Soul Train in the 80s, I think 80s or 90s, I can't remember, but it was that long. So whenever I hear it, it just gets me going. It's a very lovely song.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right, we'll play it for you.
The thing is that what you guys are talking about there, to be very precise, is not really good. And it's not really good, and it's still good to check your partner's phone. It's a two-way street, to be precise. It's not a time to pick up your girlfriend's phone and just maybe go through pictures or just. It's not that you're trying to look for something. You get me?
Mm.
These two of you are actually free with yourself. You understand me?
Yeah.
See, I will say I'm this kind of person. I will leave my phone for you. I don't have anything to hide. You understand? Because I know my first relationship was a total mess.
Oh,
as in, so that's when I was being, let me know the word, punched twice and slapped by my ex.
What?
Which I was supposed to get married to in 2017. Which, after a while, I had to just cut it off. I've seen a lot of stuff when it comes to that. So it's not a crime to know what's going on.
Oh, dear.
You wanted to learn more. Okay.
But he made a whole lot of sense. It's good and it's not good.
Yes.
All right.
Like for me.
No, Pundit, we can't even use you as a case study.
No.
you is a no. You're not a changed man.
I'm not
man.
Giving you my phone, even when I have
you're
nothing
not
to hide.
You're not a changed man, pundit. Relax. All right, 99.3 Nigeria. For 48 minutes gone past one. I want us to listen to this. It's a song by Knight, Mr. Big Stuff. The last caller requested for this. So enjoy this. We'll be back in a moment. Now because you wear. Who's going to tell me bedtime stories right now? Okay.
Madonna.
I think on Thursday, the dark room, I'm going to have that as one of the questions. So I'll just tell you, tell me a bedtime story. I mean, it's been a while. No one told me adulthood was going to be like this. So I miss bedtime stories.
No one told me they're going to be checking my phone when I get into a relationship. I don't know, man.
You're just a kid. No, but on a more serious note, I miss bedtime stories. You know that feel where you're sleepy and you just go meet an aunt or an uncle or your mom or dad and just tell me a story now. They'll just put you down, be tapping your head or your back and be like, story. With your sleepy eyes, you respond, story. Like once upon a time in the kingdom, in the animal kingdom. Yeah. Lion was the king, and you know stories like that too. You now sleep off, and they will just take you to your room. You're up in the morning, and you're in your room. I'm like, adulthood is a scam.
Well, a lot of them told us so many superstitions that we grow up to find out that it's not true.
It doesn't matter. I was enjoying it. But this is, you will tell your partner, baby, tell me bedtime story. You'll be like, madam, I better go sleep.
It's easier to patronize my head. It's my table.
Do you get?
You know?
And even if I want to tell you bedtime story, next thing you'll be hearing is, hey, that contract, that job that I told you, I'm like, bro, please. Enough of business. Tell me about what is.
No, tell me.
Tell me about elephants.
Tell me how it really happened. Maybe in your own camp. Like, you just like, babe, tough one. On. Tell me bedtime story. Say, Omo, that guy, wife, look, come on. That guy, boxer, in the washer. So, this is how. But then, I actually just enjoyed those bedtime stories. But I grew up to find out that some of them were superstitions.
Of course, and they lied to us.
Yes. Saying that. If you break is it palm kernel in the night, snake will come from nowhere and bite you. You know, a lot of things.
I did not hear that one.
I heard that one. My grandma told me that one. If you break palm kernel in the night, you will find snake from nowhere. There are so many of them.
The one they got me with was this, I don't know how, this white pigeon.
Leke, give me my finger.
My dear.
That when you see it, you just fling it.
You old, though.
Bro.
should be married.
Bro, I will marry after you get married.
I was doing that a lot because I wanted to have white nails.
And you never had one.
I do.
And these
Come
are so
on.
Black. These are painted now. Come on. This
Why
is,
are you
so
lying?
Like
my nails are good. I have lovely nails on it. So I was always doing that.
Even
and
after you have all the leggy in Calabar, you have done this. They are still not white.
Something is wrong with you. And also, okay, that one wasn't like a bedtime story in school back then. I mean, I attended a primary school at some point. So during break period, there was this joke. I don't know about me. My God, it's Mac Mac. I'm so local, right? I know. It's
that
so,
was it. That story was in the 70s.
In the what? No way. But it was great. I miss those good old days. You know, mommy and daddy play, and then my elder brother would dismiss me to the room, tell me, go inside. Let mommy and I discuss, father and mother conversation. We'll invite you kids, and then we'll be there for like 20, 30 minutes. No one is calling on us. And we'll come back and they'll be smiling. Like, you people are killing the fun. But now, growing up, I'm like, bro, like, what?
But someone listening to Adana.
I was played.
But someone listening to Adana really feel like, Adana was born in the 70s, in the 80s, maybe in the 90s. They don't know this. You know,
say it, let me sound
born,
it.
Was born.
Say it.
Were you born around 2002 or 2001? No. Which one is your age again?
2005.
But this sounded old on the radio, like she's
come
like,
on.
Come on, dear. I was born.
I was born in the 90s, early 90s, very early. Very small, like this. That being the 80s. Very. I just escaped the 80s, like very small.
Oh, yeah.
So you should be calling me ma'am.
Okay, let me confirm something. Let
what
me see
do you want to check? Right.
Let me see your armpit.
Something is wrong with you. Okay, we have just a minute before it hits 2 o'clock. 0700-993-993-993. Don't mind pundits. I think on Thursday, we'll just throw it all back.